doing? This is Black Shy Guy here. Welcome to another podcast episode. Hopefully the start of your week is going great. Hopefully it's going smooth. And as always, I thank you for sitting at my table. Make sure you grab your drink because we're going about to dive in and react to what I believe is a freaking joke. And I'm not going to stay on it long, folks. Trust me, I'm not going to stay on it long. We're going to discuss the Oscars because there's another story I really want to get into that is very important. And that story needs to be voiced in a lot of people's YouTube channel because obviously it's not being voiced because of a certain agenda by the media as usual. But we're going to discuss the Oscars, right? I really do believe that Hollywood is an evil place. I really do. And I know before you guys say anything, let me explain. Let me explain, all right? I think Hollywood is the place of the devil.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying. You think I'm lying? I really do think Hollywood is the place of the devil, man. I really do. I mean, I really think that's the headquarters. Because I'm going to explain to you something about the Oscars last night. I'm going to explain to you something that really resonated with me when it came to the Oscars last night. I really think they are the biggest commercial ever publicized for pushing any agenda. And for anybody watching the Oscars, they really, really serenade you with the agenda they are pushing in the Oscars. And I believe they also push the fact that masculinity should be tossed aside for the embarrassment and laughs of men who basically can be the main freaking trophy and examples for other men to follow. Men that can basically display masculinity in its finest. And its finest. Because there was a certain individual to me that was in the Oscars that I can't believe I'm losing more and more respect for this guy by the day. I'm losing so much respect for this guy by the day because it seems like he knows no bounds. I mean, what happened for standing for something? What happened for standing for something? Because if you're not standing for nothing, then you're worth nothing. If you're not standing for something, then you're worth nothing. Because don't you have some type of respect for yourself? Are you willing to do anything for money? Does money break every single boundary when it comes to your own freaking character? Does your own freaking self-worth worth anything? And this is the thing, right? When Cat Williams talks, everybody wants to wild out on Cat Williams. Everybody wants to call him a bitch. Everybody wants to call him a crybaby. Everybody wants to call him every name in the book. And everything he has said almost leads straight to the truth. Straight to the truth. Because from what I'm seeing, they really want to reduce men to nothing. They really do. You never see the Oscars try to embarrass a woman, really. They always want to grab a man up there, either put him in a dress or embarrass him to the point of nausea. Because there was a certain individual last night. And we all know his name. It was an embarrassment. He embarrassed himself. He embarrassed himself. John Cena. In the Oscars. Can't believe it. Literally exposed himself for being someone who is not concerned about his self-worth. Because do you not have any bounds? You know what I mean? Do you not have any? Because John Cena seems to want to do anything for money. anything. Because I'm going to display to you what was shown in the Oscars when it came to John Cena by the most useless host of all time, Jimmy Kimmel. He is not funny. Jimmy Kimmel, I mean, makes me throw up in my damn mouth when it comes to him hosting the Oscars. He is not funny whatsoever. Not even close. They will have to pay me a lot of money to go on the Oscars and host it. Like, a lot of money. And I won't even do it. Like, the Oscars is the headquarters of the left. And I hate calling the left and the right because I'm, like, down the middle. Because I do see the faults in both. But I am more right. I'm not going to lie. I am more right. I'm not gonna bullshit you guys. This is Chi-Town. Like, I always say, we don't bullshit in Chi-Town. But I am more right. But the left, they see no faults. No faults in themselves at all. They're always right. They're always right. Hollywood, obviously, is the recruit for anyone left and famous. Just to go off topic a little bit, we seen The View. We seen The View, what they was doing. Shouting for four more years for an individual who cares nothing about the citizens of the United States. Nothing about the fact that criminals are punching individuals, stabbing individuals, raping individuals, and getting out the next day. That is what we're seeing with the current president we have now. But yet, the people in The View, those freaking chickens are yelling four more years for President Biden. This is what is going on in Hollywood and the media. Because obviously, Hollywood and the media is the headquarters of the left. Headquarters of the left. They always want to mock the right. They always want to mock the conservatives. Once again, the chickens in The View yelling four more years is an embarrassing moment to view. I'm not even going to watch. I'm not even going to put it on display for you guys because it's an embarrassment. The way they were yelling four more years like there's some damn Super Bowl to be won. Like you chickens, Whoopi Goldberg, all of them chickens in The freaking View. You're yelling four more years for a president who's basically allowing illegal aliens to come in. Look at what's going on in New York City right now. They got the goddamn National Guard in the city subways now. They got the damn National Guards in the New York City subways right now. How long is that going to hold? Governor, I don't even want to say her name either. Who was down with allowing all the illegal aliens to come into New York City. Yes, come on. Now she regrets it. Now she's calling the National Guard because crime is going crazy. It rose 48% alone in January. 48% crime has risen in New York City in January. Now she's calling in the National Guard. Who's paying for that? The taxpayers. So how long is New York City going to be able to pay the National Guard and the troopers to stand guard in the New York City subways? How long is that going to last, huh? And it's coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. How long is that going to last? It's a freaking joke. It's a freaking joke, and that's what's going on. That's what's going on with the media, Hollywood, Holly Weird, Holly Ludacris, all of that shit. But let's go back to the clown who's John Cena, who for some reason has no freaking respect for himself and is willing to take any money to embarrass himself in the Oscars. I don't give a damn. You're in shape. Obviously, you're in shape, John Cena. But you're going to allow... You think you will ever see Denzel do something like that? You think you will ever see someone as manly as Denzel do some stupid shit like that, John Cena? How about looking at people who are worth looking at as examples and following them? You think, like, if I was in Hollywood, I would follow Denzel. I mean, everything he displays is a man of respect, a man of self-worth, a man who takes care of his family, a man of discipline. That is Denzel, because a man of discipline is a very strong man. The fact that he stood with his wife, despite all the temptations he was able to have if he wanted, because obviously he was a ladies' man. Every woman wanted him. There was not one woman in Hollywood that wanted Denzel, that did not want Denzel. But let me quit the ranting for just a bit, because my ranting is going to continue. And I don't give a damn if you guys don't like it. Because I'm going to continue. This is John Cena and Jimmy Kimmel's bickering back and forth while John Cena is about to embarrass himself on national TV.
Of what used to be the craziest moment in Oscar history, at the 46th Academy Awards in 1974, David Niven was in the middle of introducing Elizabeth Taylor when a nude man, a streaker, ran across the stage. Can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? I said, can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today?
No one cares.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Psst. Psst, Jimmy.
What? I can't come there. Do the thing. Excuse me for a second. What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
I just don't feel right about it, man. It's an elegant event. You know, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
Tasteless indeed it is, John Cena. Tasteless indeed it is. Now, if that was for real, if you was really for real about that, it would have been nice to see. But the fact that it was all part of the yak, it was still shameful just for you to portray this whole freaking bit. It was embarrassing for a masculine man like yourself. The man knows no bounds. Like, this is what Hollywood wants to do. They want to demasculate every freaking man, especially the men who basically can demonstrate masculinity in its fullest. John Cena, good-looking man, great shape, masculine. Let's demasculate him and do this joke.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is.
No, it's not.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked. Come on. You really not gonna do this? Fine, just give out the award then. God, the worst.
So now he nimbles his way literally to the mic. I mean, the man is basically completely naked. He's basically completely naked. This is an embarrassment. This is just an embarrassment for a man of this, of his stature. It is an embarrassment for a man of his stature. It is an embarrassment for a man of his stature. He walks out basically naked. For what? For what? Like, what are you trying to, like, what are you doing? I mean, and then people say Cat Williams is going out of his mind. Really? Is he really going out of his mind the way Hollywood is trying to portray men these days? Either they want them in dresses, or they want them to be transgender, or they want them to be dressing like girls, or they want them to act feminine, or they want them to show their feminine side. And Jimmy Kimmel does not stop with his corny bullshit. Because I don't know if I was Robert Downey Jr., that's one actor I do like. I do like Robert Downey Jr. I know people's going to say, well, hold up, my dude. You just said Hollywood is highly weird and all of this bullshit. But listen, I like Robert Downey Jr. The man is Iron Man. He is Iron Man. What do you think I was going to say about Robert Downey Jr.? I really enjoy the actor. I really like him. But this is personal. This is personal. So he jokes. He makes a joke of Robert Downey Jr. But he makes a joke of Robert Downey Jr. when Robert Downey Jr. was at his lowest in his career. This is neither here nor there. This is just a personal input that I want to get at by basically, you know, discouraging people for voting Jimmy Kimmel to host the Oscars next year. So he jokes on Robert Downey Jr.'s past, which obviously was a very, very destructive part of Robert Downey Jr.'s life. And obviously, a joke is a joke. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with a joke. But I don't know. I found it distasteful. You guys can call me sensitive if you guys want. But I just found the joke really distasteful. I didn't enjoy the joke. So here it is. Jimmy Kimmel trying to be funny in the expense of Robert Downey Jr.'s past when he dealt with drugs.
Robert Downey Jr., who is, this night is, this is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points. But Robert has been a, was that two on the nose or is that a drug motion you made?
So right there, Robert Downey Jr. says, keep going, Jimmy Kimmel, keep going. You know what I mean? I don't know if he was getting kind of irritated or whatever, but I believe he was getting kind of irritated there. I do believe he was getting kind of irritated there with the jokes that Jimmy Kimmel was saying about his drug-related past. But Jimmy Kimmel didn't end there. You know what I mean? Because in the end of the night, obviously he had to go after the possible commander-in-chief in the near future. Donald Trump tweeted out to Jimmy Kimmel, basically saying he's the worst host ever for the Oscars, which I definitely 100% agree. So Jimmy Kimmel didn't let that go. He had to respond. Jimmy Kimmel had to respond to Robert Downey Jr.'s tweet about his performance at the Oscars. Let's take a listen.
With you, I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again.
So right there, you know, Jimmy Kimmel had to say a couple of more things because obviously he ended that joke with, isn't it past your jail time? That's what he said. Hey, Trump, isn't it past your jail time? Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, that is so funny. I couldn't even stop laughing. Listen. And everybody, when he told that joke, was so laughing and clapping for the simple fact that they're all against Trump. Listen, Hollywood, for some odd reason, if you're not against Trump, if you're at least a conservative more than a left, you're an enemy. You're considered an enemy. People will not give you roles or whatever. I do believe things like that happen. Look at what happened with Gina Carano. Look what happened with Gina Carano. I really do believe the left and the Oscars, Hollywood, majority of the media, because obviously we do have medias that do tell the truth. But for some odd reason, the host who tells the truth ends up getting fired for some odd reason. Don't look at me. The writing is on the wall. The writing's on the wall. What I'm saying about the freaking Oscars in Hollywood is that they're so intertwined when it comes to being a far left that the conservatives are deemed public enemy number one. Let's not even go with the fact that there are stars like Robert De Niro, who talks about Trump all the time, religiously. He can't stop talking about Trump. And I love Robert Downey Jr. I love Robert Downey Jr. as well, but I'm talking about Robert De Niro. I'm loving the Roberts, right? Robert De Niro cannot stop talking about Donald Trump. In almost every interview, the man got to bring him up. Like, enough is enough already, Robert De Niro. We know you don't like the man. For some odd reason, you deem him evil. Evil, that you would never play a movie role portraying Donald Trump. That's what you said. You would never play a movie role portraying Donald Trump, but you played other killers. You can't make this shit up. He's willing to play other killers like Capone and all of them, but he can't play the evil Donald Trump. He can't play the evil Donald Trump. Donald Trump is too evil. Oh my God, slow down. Donald Trump is way, way too evil for that. And every time he finishes the interview, it could either be with the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, or it could be freaking at the Oscars that he makes the speech, or he can be at the Guardian Awards making a speech about Trump, about fuck Trump. Everybody claps. Everybody goes crazy. Everybody, it's pandemonium. When he gives a speech about Donald Trump evilness. Can't make this shit up. I'm not lying to you. Look it up. Look it up. Robert De Niro, how about you stick to acting? How about you stick to acting? Enough. Enough of your bitching about the possible president of the United States in the next upcoming 4 years. How about enough is enough already? Nobody wants to hear your bitching. Nobody wants to hear you crying or complaining about the president when you're not even complaining about Biden, who puts citizens of the United States in jeopardy by allowing all these illegal aliens in the freaking country. And then not having any type of punishment when they commit a crime. Any type of punishment when they commit a crime. Look at New York City, like I said earlier. Look at New York City. It's a freaking joke. We're going to move on to our next story that really, really hits home for me, because this is brutal, guys. This is next level mayhem. Mayhem. And you know what's funny? Once again, the media is accountable to what's going on when it comes to this story right here. I hold the media 100% accountable for the fact that this story is not going worldwide with what happened to this Alabama mother who was 20 years old, who was brutalized and killed by 8 individuals that were all black. And the reason they don't want to show it is because the individuals who killed her were black. Because if it was a white individual or if it was a white cop, it would be all over the fucking news. But no, we can't show it. We can't show it because it was black individuals that killed this young black woman. We're going to take a listen to this horrific news of the young Alabama woman who's 20 years old only and was, don't let me tell you, take a listen.
News. That breaking news, these 7 people all charged with murdering a 20-year-old mother from Jasper. Someone found Mahogany Jackson's body on Monday in Birmingham after she had texted a family member that she had been kidnapped.
Our Bria Chapman was at a press conference held by Birmingham police this evening. The chief not mincing his words when discussing this case.
Scott Thurman describing the murder of Mahogany Jackson as disgusting and one of the most heinous crimes that he...
The crime was so heinous because... I'm going to tell you guys this, okay? And I'm going to tell it to my young individuals out there. And I hate to say it because obviously you're going to have to leave your heart open to some people. You're going to have at least a handful of friends that you can... definitely trust. But there are people out there who say they're your friends and they're not your friends. There are people out there that say they're proud of you, but they're only around to see you fall. That's the only reason. They say that they're your friends, but they're around only and waiting to see you fall. When you're rising up and winning, they're cheering in the open, but they're crying underneath. Wait impatiently till the day you fall. That's when they'll be the most happy. Do not trust everyone, people, and keep your circle really small. Because this young lady trusted these individuals who invited her. And she went thinking that these people were her friends. And what they did to her was so heinous. These people deserve the damn chair. I don't care how young they are. They deserve the chair. Sometimes I'd be thinking, and this is my personal opinion. I don't know what you guys think. Sometimes I do believe that this country is too free. It is too free. I don't know if you guys ever thought about that. I don't know if you guys ever even gave it a thought that this country is too free. Because if this happened in any other country, those people would be beheaded. Beheaded, hands chopped off, everything. And that would discourage a lot of people from committing the same heinous crime. Sometimes I really do think this country is too free. And I don't want to take away from the individuals, the brave individuals who fought for our freedom. God bless them. Thank you for everything you guys have done. But sometimes I be thinking that. Let's continue.
He's seen throughout his career. And not only was Jackson shot and killed, she was also sexually assaulted by multiple people. Now there are 7 people under arrest facing charges for felony and capital murder and also kidnapping. And Chief Thurman says all of the suspects were acquaintances of the victim. And not only was she tortured to death, some of these horrific acts were recorded by those suspects.
Recorded? You sons of bitches. Recorded. So you guys enjoyed what you guys were doing to her. You guys recorded each and every one of you brutalizing this young lady. And there were 3 females. It looks like 2, but all 3 of them look like men. So who knows? But the fact that they recorded the heinous crime, for what? For what? Why did you record it? You're only going to be exposed because the minute you record it's out there in the cloud. Somebody was going to see it and report you guys. Why would you record such a thing? Not only are these freaking criminals, they're idiots. Do not trust everyone, people. My youngsters out there, my young ladies out there, do not trust everyone. It's not worth your life. It's not worth your life because look at what happened to this young lady who was a mother. I don't care what provoked them to doing this crime. I don't care if she somehow cheated on one of those guys. I don't know what happened, but she did not deserve such a death. Not only was she promised, freedom if she allowed them access to her phone. They lied to her after she allowed them to have access to her phone and then tortured her and then sexualized her, brutalized her, and then killed her. Not only that, they dragged her through the streets naked, people. Let's continue.
Facts of this case are deplorable and sickening. Saddest of all, they were made public by the suspect's decision to videotape portions of this horrific act. We hope to shield Mahogany's family and friends by withholding specific facts surrounding the investigation. However, we have determined that Mahogany was a victim of sexual assault with murder and kidnapping. There's videos of some of these heinous acts taking place. And that's something that led, was a pivotal piece of the investigation.
And with 7 arrests in 48 hours, Chief Scott Thurman is commending the people of Birmingham, saying that you all answered the call. And now these suspects will await their day in court.
I want them to get the death penalty. And I know people are going to say they should just rot in jail. It's even worse. No, I want them obliterated. Fatality, Mortal Kombat. I want them done. And where's Al Sharpton, huh? Where's Reverend Jackson, huh? Where's Black Lives Matters, huh? Where's all these pastors that come out the woodwork when a white individual harms a black individual? You know why they come out when there's someone white or a cop or whatever the case? It's because money is involved. They're going to get paid for it. So they want to come out. Be some type of symbol of leadership towards the white people that are so mean to them. God forbid it's black individuals causing a crime. They don't want to come out at all. You don't see none of the reverends coming out. None of the pastors coming out. You don't see any of them coming out. You don't see The View talking about this at all. If this was a white individual or a white cop that did this to this young lady, it would have been all over the news. The View would have been talking about it. Reverends would have been coming out with their Bibles, reading Psalms chapter 100. They would have been reading the freaking verses of Genesis. They would have been even telling the stories of Ezekiel. They would have been preaching to the whole mighty God in every single language, even French, the Hebrew. They would have been freaking speaking in tongues.
Oh, my God.
You don't see none of them now, though, when they found out it was black individuals that committed this crime. You don't see any of them now. At all. If this crime was committed by a white individual to this mother of 20 years old, you would have seen every reverend, including Reverend Jackson, Al Sharpton, The View speaking about it, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg and her chicken hens in that show. This would have been publicized everywhere in the news. But the fact that it was black individuals that killed this woman, you don't hear a peep from the media. You don't hear peep from the reverend. You don't hear a peep from the pastor. You don't hear a peep from Whoopi Goldberg in The View. None of it. Now you tell me that Hollywood and the media don't have some sort of agenda going on. And they arrested the 8 individuals. Why are people still not talking about this? The crime was so heinous that people should be talking about it. Let me know what you guys think. Am I tripping? Am I on some shit or whatever? Am I talking bullshit? Is there some agenda going on with Hollyweird? Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me say it the correct way. Hollywood and the media and the agenda they're trying to push. The political rapture they're trying to cause upon this country. The fact that they're trying to make the only man trying to bring back this country from the brink of death an enemy of the state. Despite what he tweets out on Twitter or freaking TikTok or freaking YouTube. Who gives a damn? The fact that his freaking political stance has a reason for all of us to vote for him. Why? Let me know what you guys think. Enjoy your week. I will be back, guys. This is Black Shy Guy. And as always, I thank you for sitting at my table. Peace!
An armed criminal who must be put away. Another innocent victim of genocidal maniacs.